If it happens in my time, what happens to those people that left?
The first thing is the hadith of Abu Hurairah where people left the mosque, thinking that salat has been reduced to two. Those people, they went away like that. And some people, they stayed behind in order to witness the outcome of everything. So those who went, meet them on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their own salah was okay. Their own salah was what? Okay. Allah will accept it from them. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was what? Was the example that they should follow them. And it was the one that would determine what, how the salah would go. So since he desired to pray two now, what are our own problems? So we pray two and we left. But I know that those who waited behind, their own reward will be greater than those who know just already. What if similar thing happened in our time now? First thing is what? There is no more wahi. So the person who does such a thing, will that be a jahil who does not know how many rakah is supposed to preach? Or maybe somebody who has forgotten that the imam has not prayed up to. If somebody has forgotten and he left like that, thinking it was four rakah and he left like that, رَبَّنَا لَا تُعَخِذْنَا إِنَّا سِنَا وَأَخْبَانَا. So Allah has sent it from him because he forgot and he never remembered. If he remembers, he will bring back the salah. He will bring back the salah. Because most likely would have urinated, would have defecated, would have had what? Janabah. Maybe he remembers after 2 days or maybe he remembers after some hours and he has urinated. If he has not urinated, he has not defecated, he has not fed, some scholars of the opinion that yes, he can still go and build on it. Why some said no. As long as he has gone out of the mosque, though you say as long as he has gone out of the mosque, the fact that some of the companions went out of the mosque, when they were outside the mosque when they were discussing the issue with the Quran, would give us evidence against the position of those people. Those who say, as long as they have not gotten to their outfit, some people say that, why some people say, even if it is after, you know, how many, a lot of hours, as long as he has not defecated or urinated, he has not done any of the nawafil to do, he can still build upon that. He will come, observe the remaining rakah and watch. He will make testimony. Wallahu a'lam, this seems the strongest opinion on that. If the person is a jahil, an ignorant man who doesn't know how many rakah he should pray, maybe he has just embraced Islam, and he doesn't know until maybe later. You have cases of women during time of the Prophet Allah, and a woman that came to the Prophet Allah and said, O Messenger of Allah, my blood does not stop and I've not been praying. What should I do? So the Prophet explained to her, if it is so and so, then it is highly so and so, it is what is had. After the explanation of the Prophet, what became clear to the woman is that what it is the house. And she has not been praying. So the Prophet of Allah said, go and pray about your salawat that you have missed since 10 days, 15 days, 20 days. So that thing becomes effective from that moment. The same thing applies to the man who prayed wrongly. He made a stream to the man, he said, man prayed again, he went, he said, Irji Fasoli Nakam Soli. So he only corrected him for the salat of the moment. That is the salat I was praying at that moment. He never said, so this is how you've been praying for long. So you have to repeat the salat of your 2 years, 3 years. So Allah.
My question is, if the man does something that is wrong, and you believe that he should do badi or he should do for, he believes that he should do badi and he's laying for me. What should he do? Like in case of somebody who recites aloud in Zoro, maybe or in Isha to go to recite and recite aloud. So some say you should do badi because they are okay. So if you believe that someone wants to do anything, what should you do?
And Imam Udomino, you are following your Imam. So whatever your Imam does, as long as what he's doing is not something that invalidates the Salah, you still follow the Imam. Hmm? So for you to contradict the Imam is shout, is evil. Remember the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud of the line, when Uthman of the line paid for Raqqa, the one he done in Mina, Uthman of the line paid for Raqqa, who was the Imam, who was the Khalifa. And Ibn Mas'ud of the line was expecting him to pray two Raqqa. So he prayed four Raqqa with him. The report of Bukhari said, I prayed at the two Raqqa, the four Raqqa are accepted as two Raqqa instead of four. The report of Abu Dawud, people said to Ibn Mas'ud of the line, he said, you disagree with Uthman in praying four Raqqa and you went on to pray four Raqqa with him. He said, Al-Khilaf Shar. Al-Khilaf Shar. That is, maybe disagreeing or maybe contradicting the ruler is what is sure. As long as what he has done is not something that invalidates our salah. So scholars also deduce from that to Ibn Mas'ud of the line, you praying for Raqqa when you are in the journey is not what is not something that invalidates your salah. It's only that to pray to Raqqa is what is better. Not that you pray for Raqqa that your salah is what. So the same thing here, Al-Khilaf Shar, going against your Imam when he has not done something that invalidates his Salah. So the only thing is that what you can explain to him and let him know the stronger opinion and you bring the evidences on Allah.
The last hadith that was read, hadith of now, those that believe that this hadith is offensive, now, do they look at doing ba'di all the time? Because, like in this hadith,
now, if Sheikh Amaul Min, Sheikh Al-Bani, Rahmahullah, did not comment on what the ba'di, so we just brought the area of what the Kulli Sawin is for now. Huh? So I said he authenticated the hadith based on some other proof, not just on this. So the aspect that did not say was Ba'da Salam.
The other one do not really have
a... Check them out with me.
In the 20th, from Sona we differentiate between Shaf and Dolly. I think in Shaf, you do it from the left. Now, for us is that.
Shaq, what is Shaq?
Say, if you are jumping, you are not
what is
that,
gone.
If you see one is weightier than the other, but you are
the thing go back to what? Shaq. The one that is what? The third one is Galabatu Zon. Galabatu Zon. When the Zon is what? Is stronger in your mind. This is the Sahara Sword that we talk about. But Al Imam Nawawullah Ta'ala, some other says, everything is what? Zon. Whether Galabatu Zon or Zon or Shaq, they are all what? Zon doubt. Huh? So, Allah.
So, the last thing is that there is one hadith in that for the prophet. So, the prophet said, Yajiu Kaumun.
Huh?
He said, Yajiu Kaumun, Yamotekun Abitawadi, the Akhir Zaman, Liar Sun, Anka Kawasi, the Hamnam, Liar Sunna, or Katakana. So my question is that, what is the meaning of that?
You know, Al-Hamam is just spread like pigeon or so. So the Hawasil is the belly. So we have got black. He was just trying to describe them that the black would be like the Hawasil, the belly of the Hamam, the pigeon. That they will not smell Al-Jannah. That is for those who did it deliberately.
But when I check it in this, and you know, they say that how solar it is, the way I'm not sure it is. And I also complimented you with all this Arabic and so they say it is called inside how solar, the Jamni Power.
Correct.
Yeah. But now,
that's what I'm saying, that in this area, you know, when there are some beds that was half black here, some half black here. So the household has to do with the inner part. But you are referring to the outer because here you can't see the inner part, but you see the outer part. Now, is alcohol impure? If yes, what is the evidence? Alcohol is not impure according to the stronger opinion. Majority of the scholars have the opinion that what it is what impure, but minority they said is not impure, they said it's pure. So that's, you know, Al-Imam Ahmad, Sheikh Al-Albani in Tanawul Medina brought other scholars who have said that it is pure. So those who say it is impure, they have used some evidences, Sayyidina Al-Khamru, Al-Maitri, Al-Ansab, Al-Azlam, which soon, you know, Amal al-Shaytan, so, and things like that, to say that. But those who say it is pure, they said, it's not the rich to it's not rich to receive, it's rich to ma'anawi. It is what spiritual or abstract impurity, not physical impurity. So they also use as evidence that when the Prophet ordered them to pour the alcohol that they had to pour it away, to pour it on the ground of Medina, to the extent that was the streets of Medina were flowing with what? So why to be an impurity? It means that whoever stepped on it will have to do the washing of Sheikh Tariq ibn Usaydi Rahmahullah. I also use this as evidence in his fatwa and some of his books. So wallahu alam, the stronger opinion is that alcohol, if it touches your body, it's not impure. That is, it is pure if it touches your body. What is haram in alcohol is what? Is the drinking and what? The selling. Based on the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah idha harrama ala qawmin akla shay'in harrama alayhim thaman." If Allah forbids the people to eat, or the people to eat something, He has also forbidden the price of that thing on them. Get it? So the same thing applies to pork. The same thing applies to pork. If pork touches one's body, is it filthy when it touches our body? So, or what is haram is what is consumption of what? Of pork. Scholars also disagree on that. Some say if it touches your body, the same thing. Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said no. If it touches your body, it's not what? Haram. It's not that what your body has become najis. It's only when a one eats it or the saliva and things like that. You get it now? So, same thing. Where I don't know of any evidence for that. But can we use the skin of animals that are forbidden in order to maybe do shoes and the like after being tanned? There's different opinion on this. Some said after it has been tanned, using the hadith, it has to be got ihab for qatahun. So they said if the skin of an animal has been tanned, then it has become what? Pure. So they use that as evidence. White some said no, that it is only applicable to animals that are consumable, like the skin of a sheep or cow, not general one. That is animal that is the skin that we are talking about is not the skin of animal that died of itself. Animal that is slaughtered after being killed, the skin is okay. But animal that died of itself, the skin, is it najis or not? Yeah? So that is where they are, where the scholars disagree. Some said it is, they all agree that it is najis. But if it is what? If it is tanned, can you make use of it for leather shoes and things like that? They have agreement. So, Allahu A'lam, some scholars use the hadith, Nala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Julud al-Numr al-Namr. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade the skin of a namr, that is a tiger. So, to say that what is not allowed, even if tanned, Allahu A'lam. So, the same thing applies to Aku oil. The stronger opinion, which is opinion of minority, is that what it is pure. But you can't buy, you can't sell it, you can't drink it, you can also not what, you can't buy it. Is it Islamic to destroy the church or place of worship of the Jew in Islamic State? It depends. If there is shauka, if there is power, particularly in areas where such things are not allowed. Take for instance building it in Mecca or in Medina. So this should be destroyed. Now in some other Muslim states, building it, if it is built, can we or should we destroy that? It depends on if there's what shauka, if there's power to do that. Islam has laws for when we are strong and laws for when we are weak. If you try to apply the laws of Islam when you are strong in the place where you are weak, then you are also doing damage to Islam. Take for instance, somebody is saying what? وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً وَقْتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُهُمْ, using all these evidences to say you should kill them. No, these scholars, they are what? They are so and so. They don't want to fight the enemy of Allah. Hasn't Allah said so and so? Using those verses for those who are waging war against the Muslims in the state where the Muslims are what? Powerful. Now we don't think verses like these. Verses that you should use is what? Is the verses of فَمَا هِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْ هِلِ الْرُوَيْدَ. You use the verses of أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالِ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ خَشْيَةَ اللَّهِ. You use verses like this where the Muslims are weak. So the same thing applies to the way you live to people of Bid'ah. Imam Ahmad rahmahullah ta'ala had two situations. There was a time that what? The Imam was leaning with the people of Bid'ah, and there was a time that what? He was attacking the people of Bid'ah. When the rulers were in the place, in the sight of the people of Bid'ah, the Imam restricted his what? His power to telling the truth. Even if he's beaten, if his word flogged, he will continue to tell the truth. Those scholars who could not withstand the flogging and the caning, you know, the subtrainer. But when the ruler, when Ahlul Sunnah al-Mutawakkil became the Amir, the Imam himself was what? Was following the people of Bid'ah, following them at him, trying to get them, and we say, no, this one cannot be made a Qadi. This one should not be made so and so. No, will beat the people of Bid'ah, do so and so. Because he was what? He was drawn near by the ruler. Then he had become what? Powerful. And this is one of the things that you ought to understand, particularly in the era of internet. So, you may take what some scholars have said that don't do with people of Bid'ah, don't go away from so and so, go away from people of Bid'ah. The first place where you have problem is in your family. Then with your mother, with your father. No, these people are just following. They don't do anything. He said, no, the Sheikh Swan also said, what? The strict of the people of Gida. And he said, no, this person is the sense of having class now. It's the person of Gida. By the time you see yourself, you see that you are the only Muslim or the only Ahlul Sunnah, maybe in your street. No. That statement of Imam Ahmad or Al-Barbahari or Al-Malikai, they are not texts of the Quran and Sunnah. They are how to relate with people of Bidya when there's what? When you have strength. You get it now? So you know how to relate with the people of Bidya. In our society today, we are in the classroom of lean and risk. We have to be linear with people. Because a lot of people, they do not know the truth. So you try to spread the deen to them. Not because they are doing one video or the other, you wait for them. Unless those that you know that these people they are people of what wins and capacity. They know the truth, but they don't want to follow the truth. These are the people that watch you boycott. But to say what you boycott, everybody know. So when you read the hadith of the Prophet of Allah and the story of the Prophet, you see how he relates to people. At times it will be harsh on some people, but some other people will commit something even more evil than what those that he was harsh on. Committed, but it will be linear with them. Just imagine somebody entering the mosque, urinating in the mosque, and the companions getting up to beat the person. He said, what? He said, let us remove. Don't cut his what is urine. Said what? Never go east to be a screen, or let us go out to my screen. If an ignorant person were to do this at our own time, we'll slaughter him. Not beat him, slaughter him. So what? We slaughter him. The statement of Prophet Allah that no longer is to me as Sirin, well, I'm too bad to me as Sirin. We throw that statement away. So that is rubbish. Somebody relates to the mosque. That's what the mistake. The Allah said, Allah. His second sujood, he did the fourth sujood, he was still on his fourth sujood, but he had forgotten. Make that clean. He had it to you, sorry, after that. Low arm. Because when he makes a slim, he has finished his salah. Eh? When he makes what? A slim, he has finished his salah. So the sujood sawi that he did was what? Was sujood sawi that is out of it. You read it now. No, he said he did when the people shouted at him. Eh? Sujood. He made one sujood. Instead of two. So we're still on the sujood. Okay, we're speaking. Okay. During Tashawwud. That's what he did is correct. Why didn't they do that? Well, sujood al-sawi, particularly the ba'di, is what? Completion. His perfection of the salah is not an integral part of the salah. Exactly. So if he doesn't do it, it does not affect the salah. As long as he has not missed any out any of what the pillar. Exactly. Another one is, we have discussed that one who talks to salah in order to rectify salah, according to the strongest opinion, that does not invalidate the
salah.
Last question.
You can also differentiate and how to go about this.
Wadiu is what comes out when one is urinating. When one is urinating, what comes out is known as wadiu. Not the urine itself. What comes out before the urine or after the urine? Most of the time it is after the urine. This affects males. So this is called wadiu. It's like the seminal fluid, as thick as the seminal fluid. So the only thing is that it does not gush out. Secondly, it does not come out with a shahwa, with a urge. But it's what? It's like a seminal fluid. You get it now? So with that, I've explained what is maniyu. Maniyu is what comes out when one is having sexual intercourse, or when one is having wet dream, or maybe when one is playing with one's wife. So what comes out with urge, gushing out, and thick, that has the odor of something like a folio of gate, and its colors are watched. So it is thick, it gushes out, and it is with touch. That is manich. Then maviu comes out when one is thinking of a woman or one is playing with one's wife, but is not thick, is watery. So it does not come out with urge. Does not gush out. But it is when one is thinking of what? Of a woman or one is playing. So when one is playing with one's wife, one has to be careful. What comes out of you? Is it mazi or maniju? You have to consider yourself. When it is coming out, is it gushing out? Or is it coming out with what? With urge. Or is it thick? So that has the other that the scholars have said. If any one of these three is present, it is what is it? It manage you, not Matthew. So I'm just saying this so that you not mistake it that if one is playing with one's wife, whatever comes out of one is what is it? It's Matthew. All that is clear. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Please, before we